am here with Woody DaCosta, who is a well-known Caymanian from West Bay, and you're currently the morning show host of Cayman Crosstalk on Rooster 101.9 FM.
That's correct.
Yeah. And what else would we not maybe know about you, work-wise, qualification-wise, those kind of things?
Work-wise, this is not my only day job, so to speak. Afterwards, I go to my real day job that actually pays the bills and butters my bread, which is in primarily real estate and development and consultation. I'm also on the board of directors for ICCI for the last 14 years, the little engine that could.
Going back to our formative years, I have a burning question for you.
Oh, Lord.
What one song would you say was inspirational or transformed your teenage years here as a young teenager? Were you in West Bay as a teenager?
I was in West Bay as a teenager, okay. Yeah. I lived my whole entire life in West Bay. Had one radio station. Well, it was two radio stations. In fact, ICCI used to play an integral part of the nighttime part of our life, but we had primarily Radio Cayman that was the primary radio station. But there were students, for example, in the broadcasting segment like Mr. Dwight Panton that used to come on every night and was a disc jockey. Even though he was an attorney by day, his dream and his passion was to be a disc jockey at night. And he entertained me, to say the least, for many, many of my formative years. One song in particular that still, when I hear it, I probably would put it maybe in my top one or two. And it's Gregory Abbott, "Girl, I'm Gonna Shake You Down." Yeah!
How did you first hear Shake You Down by Gregory Abbott?
Truthfully, I believe Dwight Panton on ICCI was the first one to play it. Because back then, Cayman was very, very strict in terms of what was expressed. And so Radio Cayman was, for example, like there was a Rod Stewart song that was a phrasing saying, "I want to make love to you like 15 men." That was pulled from the airways and never played again because it had this connotation of sex and so forth. So I must admit, Dwight was more a little risque, and even though today you may think that's tame to say the least, but back then it was raised a lot of eyebrows. So I believe I heard it by Dwight Panton on 101.1 FM ICCI.
So you just moved a few little digits down the dial then to be on 101.9.
Yeah.
So where would you be? Like, would you be in your car driving? Would you be at home? How would you listen to that song?
Well, in my formative years, obviously, I didn't get a car until I was 18, but I used to listen in my tape deck at that time, too. But I had I worked as a teenager in my parents' business, and we always had a radio nearby, and so that was serenading us straight throughout the whole entire evening. And so primarily, that was my evenings while I did homework. While going to high school, I went to public high school. It was called Cayman Islands High School at that time. And so, yeah, it was probably at the restaurant where I spent probably most of my evenings working for my family's business that I heard that.
So you wouldn't have been able to buy the record from the record store?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we had back then it was cassette tapes. So we would go to a little place called R&S Music Factory on Shedden Road. You know where One Capital Place is located? Or Sing's Roti Shop?
Yeah.
Well, right there was right in the front where you see all of the sell everything, like handbags and stuff. That was R&S Music Factory. And then just right down the road was always Funkatangs. So if you couldn't find it at Funkatangs, you went to R&S Music Factory and you picked up either the 33 and a third or the 45 or the cassette tape. And cassette tapes were like the thing because you can put it in your car and go on. So, yeah, I remember having Gregory Abbott. I actually had him first on the 45. It was A and a B side. No. The other side I didn't really like. So that one just got scored out.
So when you hear the song now, how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel like a teenager again. Music to me in my formative years were the late 70s through the whole entire 80s. Maybe up to 93 was I guess it would say, my LP of my life. We pay thousands of dollars to go off to concerts to the U.S. to see everybody that was big when we were younger. I still believe in my head, even though I've been 40-plus decades on this earth, I still feel like I'm sometimes 21 in my head, but my body's telling me otherwise.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Woody DaCosta.
I hope that you're going to listen to Gregory Abbott. I'm going to Shake You Down.
We're going to play it for you right now, actually.